1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And was that the last couple of days, Margaret? I just want to get this straight.
Yes. Phil, I think she underwent the surgery over the weekend.
We're talking about Celine Dion, a French-Canadian pop diva. Celine Dion underwent two slight operations over the past few days and will be convalescing.
Oh, God.
Will be convalescing for a few weeks. She's trying to have a baby.
Yes.
She's trying to have a baby, and she had two small operations performed on Thursday the 25th and Sunday the 28th, compelled her to stay in bed, she says. Do we know what these are?
I don't know, Phil. I would imagine it's some kind of surgery on the fallopian tubes or on the uterus to try to enhance her ability to have a baby. What worries me...
Well, hold on for a minute. I want to introduce who you are, dear. Margaret Gray is with us.
Thank you, Phil.
And she is a nationally syndicated columnist. Let me get to this thing. What is it that is troublesome?
Phil, I think that Celine Dion is making a very, very big mistake. She is trying to have a baby with this husband who has cancer, and he's some 27 years older. And really, Phil, what I'm worried about is this.
You're not worried about her having a kid with an older guy, are you?
Well, but really what I am worried about is this, Phil. Let's talk about Celine Dion, everyone, and let's think about what she brought into our lives some 4 or 5 years ago. When she brought that beautiful voice of hers, she gave us what Barbara Streisand couldn't, and that was the whole package.
What do you mean by the whole package?
Well, Phil, what I'm talking about, Celine Dion gave us that soaring, powerful, that magnificent voice combined with that gorgeous face and that knockout figure. That's, you know, Phil, with all due respect, that's what Barbara didn't have. She had the voice. She really, really didn't have the face or body.
Here's a lady that Celine Dion comes from a big family, is looking to have a big family, isn't she?
Yeah, Phil, she's looking. Celine Dion is angelic, yet she is sexual. This is what I'm trying to say.
Doesn't she have the right to have a big family?
Phil, what I'm saying is she has a bigger responsibility right now to her fans.
There we go. So that's what you're saying, and that's what a lot of people say, that once you get into the public eye, you have a bigger responsibility to your fans.
I really think it's true. Look at that angelic face, yet she is very sexual. She is the girl next door, yet she's the sex kitten. She's got a beautifully open and gorgeous face, and she also has that power-packed body. And to use the words of you men, she is a brick house. Mighty, mighty, let it all hang out. And you know that song?
She's a brick house, yeah.
Celine Dion is a brick house. Now what she is asking us to do, she is asking us to accept taking that body, running it ragged with a baby. And I really think it's a bad idea. If the husband was in better health and was contributing income, you could take the time off that it would require to try and get yourself back into some kind of shape. Phil, I don't know how she's going to do this.
Her husband has, you mentioned he has cancer, right?
Yes.
What is his name?
I don't know. Rene something. Rene Dion. Isn't it?
No, her last name is Celine Dion. She didn't take her name from marriage.
Oh, she didn't take that. I don't know. He's an older guy. He helped her career. He has cancer. She desperately wants to have a child. And I really think she could do the same thing adopting. If she wants a baby that bad enough, why doesn't she adopt? You know, I don't understand.
Well, why should she adopt when she can have a child? At least it seems like right now she's working on it. She can have a child with her husband. Naturally.
But look at what she's going to do to that body. That body of hers, Phil, is a knockout. What we're talking about, I'm really amazed that you don't get this.
Well, I know she's a public personality, okay? I know she's a great singer. I don't know enough about her to know that she's known for her body as well as her voice.
Celine Dion, Phil, is known as what we call the whole package in show business. The beautiful voice, the voluptuous figure, the ravishingly gorgeous face. She's got it all. And she's got it in spades. And she's all that. As a lot of the black girls would say, she's all that. And a bag of chips, too. And for you to say, well, have have the baby. You don't know what having a baby does to a woman, Phil.
And I know that it's a physical demand.
It is an absolute physical demand. I have three boys. It rips your insides out. It packs on weight that you'll never get off. And I will tell you this, Celine, if you're listening, you have this baby, you'll never get the fat off. You will never, ever get that weight completely off. A lot of women say that they do.
Well, now, I happen to know that there are women who've had babies who get back down.
Phil, you wouldn't take a knife. Listen to me.
No, there are a lot of women who lose the weight, and they get back down to their ordinary weight.
Phil, we're talking about Celine Dion. You wouldn't take a knife to the Mona Lisa, would you?
Of course not.
Then you wouldn't inject sperm into Celine Dion. It's the same thing. You don't dump sperm into Celine Dion, and you don't stick a knife in the Mona Lisa. What I'm recommending, Phil, is adoption.
All right, let's talk about adoption, because it may be something that she winds up doing. By the way, we're talking with Margaret Gray, our number 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about Celine Dion's attempt to have a baby. Ms. Gray feels that it is a bad thing for her to attempt because pregnancy is just going to rip the hell out of her body and put weight on that she doesn't need. You are recommending that she adopt.
Phil, she could adopt. She could have, with the money that she makes, she could have a nanny take care of the kids. Get rid of this silly three-year sabbatical idea once and for all. I don't know what that's about. But she said she wanted to go on a sabbatical. And
well, what it was about was to try to have a kid.
Exactly, and I think she doesn't have to do that. Celine, we want you back. We want you back out on the stage where you belong. I think there are a lot of women out there, Phil, who wouldn't mind bearing Celine Dion's child. That is something else. That's why I recommend adoption. Because what you have is not a woman looking for a child to adopt. You have a woman with a fan base that is enormous. And there are millions of very slender women, women who have bodies almost as nice as Celine's, who would gladly give birth to Celine's baby.
But with artificially inseminated by her husband?
Yes. They would be able to incorporate into their system this old man's sperm, and then they'd be able to have the baby. I really think it's a great idea.
All right, well, now you're talking about a surrogate mother.
I'm talking about a surrogate mother.
All right, but the same thing as adoption. And maybe not a bad idea, although you're talking about this old man's sperm.
Well, the man has cancer, so you know that the sperm is probably damaged in some way. But if you get a young, slender woman, you try to find a woman whose body is as hot, whose body is as sexual and as voluptuous as Celine's, so that there will be the similar body type. And God help you, you try to get a woman who looks as good, too.
So that somehow the baby is going to
look like her mother, yes.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here with Margaret Gray on Celine Dion's attempted pregnancy. Santa Rosa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, ma'am.
I'm driving down the road, and first of all, I thought the whole conversation was supposed to be about should she or should she not have a baby. And I can't believe it's geared towards
how beautiful this lady
supposedly thinks she is compared
to
Barbara Streisand.
Should she not have natural
Celine Dion is a piece of spaghetti compared to Barbara Streisand.
She is gorgeous. She's gorgeous.
There's a lot of people who are gorgeous. So gorgeous people shouldn't have kids?
No, well, you didn't hear what I said. I said she shouldn't have natural childbirth. She should adopt. I don't think pumping a baby
out of
You're
saying that you don't think with a body like hers and a bag of chips and yada yada that she should have a baby.
No, because it'll ruin her
body. First of all, she has a face like a brick compared to Barbara Streisand. Madonna did it.
Aren't you jealous?
Jealous of Celine Dion? I think she's beautiful. If she wants to have a kid, crank one out.
It will ruin her body. All right.
So what?
Isn't that what it's for? She has a gorgeous body.
She's a piece of spaghetti. Barbara Streisand's got a beautiful body.
She is everything.
She has three curves.
She's everything every woman wants to be. She's a size 2.
Well, you're contributing then to what women fight for. You want everybody to be a piece of spaghetti?
No. I don't know what she means, Phil, but...
Well, are you saying the woman is skinny?
She's skinny. Voluptuous was something that this lady said before. I don't think there's anything voluptuous about Celine
about
Dion.
Celine Dion has a beautiful body.
If you prefer skinny women, then you're saying that skinny women should not have kids.
No, I don't think skinny is anorexic. I think Celine Dion has a nice curves, a beautiful ass. She's got nice
breasts. When you compare her to Barbara Streisand, you're saying that Barbara Streisand is
Barbara Streisand's one of the greatest singers in the history of our culture. But you have got to be kidding. With the big ass on her and the big nose, no. No.
If Barbara Streisand had a big ass, I'd hate to think of what you thought of mine.
Celine Dion
has no
is
ass.
The full package. Beautiful voice, sex kitten.
So what do you think about Madonna, one of America's most beautiful, successful singers, having a gorgeous child, and look at her now.
Madonna's beautiful. She's got the David Letterman teeth. She can't sing. No, darling, I'm talking about real talent.
What I can understand is when this conversation started, I would have thought you were going to hit on, why is she going to have a kid with a dying husband of cancer? Shouldn't that be the concern, not her body and what she owes to her fans?
I don't think putting that cancer-ridden sperm into her body is a good idea either. That's why what I'm suggesting is that there be a surrogacy involved.
Well, what you were suggesting the whole time I was listening was not to ruin her beautiful body by having a baby.
Well, we don't
Not about concern of a cancerous sperm injection and the father potentially dying in a year. I mean,
that
feels like more of an issue to me.
I think I'm concerned about what most Americans are concerned about, and that is Celine being taken away from us through this pregnancy.
Taken away where?
Her gorgeous body, which she won't be singing.
Saying that her fans wouldn't love her if she tacked on a little weight after doing something she wanted to do.
I think it would ruin our image of Celine's gorgeous body and face.
I don't know anybody who likes Celine who thinks she has a gorgeous body and face. They think she's a wonderful singer.
I think you're a woman, and I think that's an expected comment from a woman.
What if I'm a lesbian? Does that make a difference?
She's got a great ass, and she is a woman with a beautiful face. I mean, I don't understand, Phil. She doesn't get what...
You don't think she's beautiful, is that it?
Well, I guess I think she's beautiful, but not any more than I would
Barbara
Streisand or Madonna or
She's
any
an attractive woman.
I
have to be honest with you. I think that when I look at Celine Dion, I think her face is a little thin.
Well, you don't know what beauty is. You don't know what size 2. There isn't a woman out there that wouldn't commit wholesale homicide for a size 2. And that's right. And Madonna, I thought, was a very bad example. She's not attractive. She doesn't have half the woman's talent.
All right. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Should Celine Dion compromise her bombshell brick house body by getting pregnant and thus not only taking us taking her away from her fans for however long it would take to be pregnant, but also ruin her figure? 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Hendry Show. Show here. We got Margaret Gray with us. This is about Celine Dion, huh?
She's a brick. Ouch!
I like Lady Stack. That's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back.
Ain't holding nothing back. She's a brick house. And she is...
All right, we're talking about Celine Dion here. Margaret Gray on the line with us. Celine Dion's sexual power-packed body, her voluptuous, gorgeous face, and her soaring, beautiful voice, all combined for what Margaret Gray calls the full package that we didn't get, that we were cheated out of with Barbara Streisand. What do you mean cheated out of?
We had the promise of beauty with Barbara when we heard her beautiful voice. People who need people. You remember that song, Phil?
Beautiful song.
And then you got to look at the kisser on her, and it all went out the window. With Celine Dion...
I think that is very, very cruel and very...
Phil, I love Barbara Streisand, and I kid because I love. But the fact of the matter is, Barbara, beautiful voice, a face that would make a freight train take a dirt road. You know that as well as I do. And
I think it's still very cruel to say we didn't get the whole package with Barbara Streisand. Congratulations to us. We got it with Celine Dion. She still wants to have a baby. Here is...
But Phil...
Hold on. Here is El Monte on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. I see a pregnant woman as perhaps one of the most beautiful things on the planet. I have And look at Demi Moore when she was pregnant and posed nude.
Well, while she was pregnant, but Celine is going to have to get that body back, and you don't
and
get it back.
And so you judge beauty simply by the outside, but not by
no,
the
I'm talking about she's got a marvelous talent.
Who could give life.
She has a wonderful talent for
and
singing.
And she would have a wonderful talent as a mother.
But, darling, you know, have you had children?
I have two
All
extraordinary
right.
children.
I have three sons I love and I'm very proud of, but I will tell you this. After I got pregnant, and I know it's true for you because I can hear it in your voice, you don't get the hips back, do you? And you don't get your ass
back. My body
back.
Evolved to an even higher plane of beauty.
Yeah. A higher plane of beauty. In other words, you put on weight, and that's fine. That's
no,
what she
I
means
actually,
by evolving
I
to a
actually
higher plane of beauty.
I actually lost weight with both pregnancies. Because
well,
I'm so busy running
you know
around
something?
After my children.
We're talking
and
about you and I.
Really
you and I are
for,
not Celine
for
Dion.
For you to judge Celine Dion and to deny her the wondrous adventure that motherhood
you
is.
You and I are not Celine Dion. And you know what? I'm not keeping her from having a child. I'm saying adopt. Adopt. Don't ruin your chances of... The one thing you've got is your voice and you've got your beautiful body and your beautiful face. She's
and what's her, is her body going to continue to be beautiful when she's 80 years old?
And what's she going to do when the old man she's married to dies of cancer?
Well,
how's she get a husband
that's
then?
That's an extraordinarily cruel
no,
comment.
What is she going to do?
Well, perhaps she would go and become remain as a full-time stay-at-home mom
and
enjoy
the
all
child
the fruits
needs
of laborhood.
A father, you know, darling. You're not Celine Dion. You want to live with your fat ass. That's your...
Okay, why does it have to be about that, all right?
Because we're not... This lady and I are not Celine Dion, Phil. We're a couple of people who maybe would like to be Celine Dion. Celine needs to stay lean. And she needs to stay as beautiful as she is. We love her. We need her.
Show me a river that's so...
You know.
Yeah.
That's not Brick House.
No, that's some other piece of crap that they did.
I mean,
no, it's really great music. Here's Westwood on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello there.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
You don't like the Commodores?
No, I don't like the Commodores. Yes, go ahead.
First of all, I'd like to say it's a bunch of crap that you are taking what every woman, every mother, especially somebody like Celine Dion, who has so much love and care to take away motherhood from her.
Oh,
she chooses...
I'm not taking away motherhood. I said adopt.
Destroy
your figure. That's all I'm saying.
First of all, figure. Look at Cindy Crawford, the most amazing woman out there, the most amazing body. Look, her body is better than before.
I haven't seen her body since she had the children. I think
Open up the magazines and look at her on TV.
That's before she had the pregnancy. I think a whole lot got loosened up.
A whole lot got stretched out of shape. I highly disagree.
Well,
a woman like Celine Dion, that's very selfish of you or anyone else who says
Why not have another woman have the baby for her, hire a nanny?
Let me ask you about this, have another woman have the baby for her, okay?
You can get a surrogate mother who's got the bombshell body. She'll spit the kid out. Celine can take care of her with a nanny.
That is definitely not the same. That is definitely not the same.
How are you
mother
built?
How am I built?
Yeah, how are you built?
I am a size 2.
All right.
113 pounds.
Then why wouldn't you have the baby for Celine Dion?
Why wouldn't I have it? Because I want to plan a baby on my own.
You can have your own babies, but since you're so into motherhood, why don't you surrogate for Celine, accept the sperm of her husband, be the surrogate, carry the child. You can do a wonderful service for Celine. You could stretch your little size 2 out of shape if you want to. Celine maintains her beautiful breasts and ass, as well as her voluptuous, the whole package, and you've just had yourself a kid and done a wonderful thing. I'm right here. Did you hear anything? Did you hear what I said?
Okay, well, first of all, I don't think that I should be. The fact is not me being a surrogate. I think Celine Dion has chosen to be the mother and wants to have a baby.
Yeah, Celine wants to have the baby.
And I'm advising her against that because she'll take her voluptuous brick house body and ruin it.
That is selfish. That is being completely selfish.
Why I'm trying to help her maintain the one thing she's got over Barbara Streisand. A good-looking, full bottom.
Being a good singer, does that mean having a great body? That's her voice.
She's got the whole package.
And you know what? It will be another package on top of it when she does have a baby.
What about the pert, erect
What about the what?
The pert, erect breasts.
What erect breasts?
All right, hold on. Yeah, true. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Margaret Gray, who is a nationally syndicated columnist, about Celine Dion and her her decision to have a baby. And it's a decision that she is taking very, very seriously because she is presently undergoing surgery or has undergone some surgery for, you know, to try to get her body into the baby, you know, making mode. What is wrong?
So I don't know what's wrong. I think probably she has, she might have a twisted fallopian tube. There could be a problem with her uterus in terms of its ability to produce eggs. I don't know. But if ever the hand of God was evident in something, it is here. Celine, don't do it. You are a sexy, gorgeous girl, and if you get pregnant, it presses the diaphragm up. Your singing voice is going to be destroyed. Now, I want you to listen to something. This is a recording, Phil, that was made by Frank and I when we were doing some research on pregnancy and its effects on singing. This is the voice of a woman who was a former opera singer. She was pregnant. She gave birth to her baby. She went into the studio, and this is what it sounded like when she first stepped up to the mic. Did you hear that?
Was that someone screaming?
No, that was someone trying to sing. I'll play it again, Frank. Yeah.
All right.
All right, honey. All right, play it again, dear.
What is that?
That's a woman trying to sing after having a baby, an opera singer. That's what's going to happen to Celine Dion. I swear to you, Phil, it would scare Christ right off the cross. Listen. That is not a good thing, and that's what we're trying to say.
All right, so Celine Dion, don't have a baby because it'll stretch your body out of shape, and it'll push your diaphragm too high up so that you can't sing?
Exactly. And all of your non-professional listeners probably don't know what that means. I do. I've been around show business people.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you? This woman is an ignorant, superficial fool. The fact that Celine Dion would love to give life
I love her singing. I love her singing. What makes that, that makes me superficial.
Oh, this thing about her body? Give me a break, lady. Woman, if she's disciplined, will hire a trainer to get her back in shape. I went from 8 to a size 2 with my aunt today at 45 years of age. Because I'm disciplined and I work out.
You're not Celine, but you're not Celine Dion, are you? Is anybody coming to see you sing?
I never claimed to be Celine Dion, but you know what?
No one's coming to see you sing, dear.
The experiences that this woman will go through by giving birth will make her that much more creative and sensitive in her singing.
Darling, you know as well as I do, it'll stretch her vagina out of shape. She'll have a face that'll make a freight train take a dirt road. The ass widens out. Everything drops.
Yes, it does, but that's part of the childbirth process.
Yes,
and not only that, if you're worried about her vaginal muscles, she can do Kegel exercises. There is an exercise for every part of the body today.
She has her fans to keep happy. She has.
Well, what has that got to do with her fans?
It has nothing to do with her fans. These are her choices, and it is an admirable choice.
And don't you think she owes us?
This woman would choose to take 3 years off of her life to dedicate to her husband.
Don't you think she owes us?
And to her own private life that she deserves.
Listen to this. You heard that.
Well, lady, that sounds like you're dreaming on and wishing you could be Celine Dion.
I am saying that.
You are a sad excuse for a woman.
Oh, my God. I've had 3 children myself. I know exactly what happens to a woman's body. And
well,
don't you think Celine Dion owes us?
Children.
She
owes us. Oh, you're worried about somebody.
All right, your car phone is.
Turn around and look at her. Celine Dion is an attractive woman. She is not the left.
All right, your car phone's crapping up. Thank you very much for that.
God almighty, she's giving me advice on a car phone that's crapping out. How about that? How about that gall?
All right, well, there's a lot of people defending Ms. Dion, saying that she is, she's got a right to this. And
what about what she owes us? What about what she owes...
What does she owe us?
She owes the performance. She owes her physical beauty. She owes her physical presence. That's what I'm saying, Phil. And again, believe me, I have been involved in working with people who sing, and I've been involved with people like Anne Murray, who was pregnant, Barbara Streisand, who was pregnant. who is a singer. A lot of women who are pregnant and who are singers, they wind up sounding like this. I don't want that to happen to Celine Dion. And I don't...
What is that that you're playing there? Is that somebody falling off of a cliff?
That is a very prominent opera singer. I don't want to mention any names. Ethel. But that is a very prominent opera singer. You can hear that, right? Who never, ever got it back. And I am really hoping that Celine Dion can get it back.
All right, Margaret. You know what? The woman is going to go out. She's going to have a baby. She's going to do what she's going to do. And I hope that it doesn't destroy her voice.
She's going to sound like a caterwauling banshee. The diaphragm will be destroyed. Everything drops. The ass is too big. She'll come back like Pumpkinhead.
Well, all right. I don't think it's going to be that drastic, but the fact is she's going to do what she's going to do, okay? And if what this woman wants is to have a baby, by God, she has the money so she can go out and avail herself of all the technology that she needs. So why not let her at least try it?
And when she comes back looking like hell warmed over, what do we say then?
If she comes back looking like hell warmed over, I guess we're just left with her voice and we won't be able to look at her.
And concert ticket sales, what about those?
I guess they'll suffer, too. I guess the woman's going to be broke. I guess she's not going to have a thing. I don't know what to say. Thank you, Margaret, very much for your input this afternoon. Get a load of that. Celine Dion is in the hospital trying to have a baby or having some surgery to help her correct whatever it is that's wrong with her so she can have this kid. And I don't know what the hell the surgery is, but whatever it is, you know, hey, we wish her success, okay? And as far as Barbara Streisand goes, I never thought she was an ugly woman. Ever. Never. I don't know what this kick is that people thought she was not good looking. But as far as I'm concerned, she was, you know, I'm not saying she's a ravishing beauty for crying out loud, but so what? Got a great voice? Now, Madonna, now you're talking a little trucked. But no, I'm just kidding. I'm joking around. She's fine. A little rough on the eyes, but no. She is a little harsh, though, isn't she? No, I'm just kidding. She's fine. Did she marry her gardener, or who was the guy that she had the baby with? Wasn't it a gardener? Madonna had he was a dancer? Where did I hear he was the gardener? The guy she had that baby with, that little baby, was the gardener. He was a workout guy. No, I think you guys are wrong. I heard that he was the groundskeeper at her mansion. And seriously, I'm not kidding. I heard the guy was the groundskeeper. He was a personal trainer that telling me, all right, I got the information wrong. And by the way, where does that phrase rode hard and put up wet come from anyway? Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. By the way, the website, philhenryshow.com, is where you can get the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD. We've made $140,000 on the sale of our Best of CD since December. We got a $2,000 coming out next fall, so things are going along swimmingly. $140,000, that's a beautiful, beautiful moment. In space and time, all the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We really appreciate your support. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Here you go, Mike. Mike's totally in with this funk. You like that funk. I gotta tell you, the Commodores, really one of the worst bands from what was a pretty pathetic decade for music, the 70s. And now you can have this collection for only $24.95. You think people know that Celine Dion is skinny? I mean, maybe that was... Are they aware of the fact she's really, really thin? I didn't want to say anything to Margaret, but she's not what I would call voluptuous. She's a skinny girl. She's a pretty girl. But she's, man, skinny. Not what I call voluptuous. And not what I call a brick house. Built and knows how to please. You could snort that girl with a straw. Anyway, you know, Schaefer, stay white, okay? It just, I don't mean anything by this, but just stay white, okay? What do you mean you're into the funk? Just stay a white man, okay? Don't go out there with that. I don't want to see you on Kwanzaa running around and going happy Kwanzaa, anything like that, okay? You're a white man. Stay white. This music? This? No, 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 no. Huh? You ain't taking Kwanzaa off, no. No, you ain't taking no Kwanzaa off. I like this music. I like this music for our black brothers. But you're a white man. You don't listen to this. Okay. Well, what the hell's wrong with that, saying staying white? Nothing wrong with that. Don't start painting me with that broad brush of racist, you know, bald-headed Aryan. I ain't down with those creeps, that's for sure. I just am what I am. That's all I ever can be. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man, okay? And I want you cats in there to get that. Get that, you know, just get that straight, all right? You be bringing those Parliament Funkadelic CDs. What was the thing you brought in a few weeks ago, that P-Funk CD? Or Parliament? And Craig is even down with it to the point where he knows that the difference between Parliament and Funkadelic, the two different bands? And that was like 70s and 80s, too. I should know this stuff. I'm older than you. I lived through that period. But I was listening to the Allman Brothers, Marshall Tucker Band, with some of the finer white bands. I was enjoying some of the finer white music of the era. The Funkadelic had some of the same members of Parliament, and I realize there's a resurgence, but not in this show. They were all produced by George Clinton, who also produced who? Red Hot Chili Peppers? Now, what's that all about? What are those white boys doing with a black producer? That's the stuff that really bothers me. You say Red Hot Chili Peppers are gay? All right. What if you could do that, man? Do you find anything attractive about wearing the swastika? See, like I said, I'm reading the 12-Year Reich, you know, and they have their big bright red shirts with their leather across the... forget it. Never mind. You guys would never understand what the hell I'm talking about. So why even, you know, there was something that resonated so deeply in my soul about the whole Kinsman thing, but you'll never understand. I'm not even going to talk about it. I'm so sick to death of doing this show this week. You heard how I finished the show last night. I may finish it out the same way. I'm so bored to tears with this show this week, I could throw up. That's why I've gone back and I'm reinvestigating my Aryan roots, checking into the white Aryan thing, seeing if there's something there for me. Just checking, you know, rereading the Mein Kampf. It's not about, I'm not into hate. I'm just saying, you know, so where's my place in the sun? Where are my people going to live after the whole mongrelization of the races? Where do my blue-eyed brethren, you know, run off to? Don't we have a little patch of wood up in Oregon or something? Driving around up there in Wyoming? Where do those clowns go? Don't they go up north? They go up to Oregon and Idaho, and they go up to Wyoming, and they live out there like a bunch of jackasses. You run off to Hitler's subdivision, man. They got those Tyrolean Alp houses up there in Idaho and Oregon and Washington State and Montana. That's it, Montana. And they all have militias and posses, and they run around whatever. They run around in those big, those clodhoppers like they got some mud on their boots, man, like they've been clearing the pigs out of the pen all afternoon. And they got their tattooed white girlfriends. It's a great way to live. It's the only way to live for me, man, in the Tyrolean Alps. So, yeah, the way we ended the show last night essentially was saying that I'm thoroughly disgusted and depressed with the direction of this program over the last several months, and I'm ready to give it up. By the way, I was kidding, all that stuff about Orlando. I was joking. I got an email today from the from a reporter in Tampa. No, I got no problem with the Orlando radio station. They're great. I just going through some kind of midlife crisis. I want to run off with a 20-year-old. I don't know what I want to do. I look at Larry King. I get very, very seriously jealous. The guy's got that young chick. The cat's got it all going on. You know, he's a brick house, mighty, mighty. He's got that, I want a 20-year-old woman or man. Doesn't matter. Guys had to ask me. Thanks for asking me that. And just stuff around here is getting pretty loose. Stuff around here has been loosening up a little bit. Stuff around here isn't on the edge the way it used to be. And as the result, I am thoroughly bored and depressed with the direction of this radio show over the last several days. And if things don't change and soon, then I will grant a lot of people's wishes. I will leave the airwaves once and for all. I can't stand it any longer. There's one thing I can't stand doing. It's crap can radio. And if I'm going to keep spitting this crap out, man, I might as well just stay home. It pisses me off because I'm the only guy around here who will admit that he's doing a lousy show. I'd like to hear more people like me come on and say, we're sorry. We apologize. We apologize with our hats in our hands for the crap radio that you've had to listen to. Lo, these many, you know, fill in the space. Days, years, months, decades, eons, centuries. I'm working on it. I'm trying. It's not coming up to my standards, although they are pretty high. Look at this. I got 4 freaking minutes left to go in this hour, and all I can think about is how pissed off I am to be here. You think this is easy? I don't know. I had it once. I don't got any more. I used to be a creative guy. Not anymore. I got it. I used to have something to say about the world. What more is there to say? Oh, this is belly aching. We can play the Commodores. Just watch my fine white Aryan brothers continue to devolve into the black thing. Listening to all that funk. What good's that? Jesus. Give me one of those caffeine freaking mints. Sick and tired of this. Thank you. Join us in the funk. Thank you very much, Jeff.
We had some emails that Orlando, there's a dispute between you and that. There's no dispute between me and any of my affiliates. None whatsoever. Everything's fine. I made a comment that I wish we were live. We're not. Great, okay? Hey, you know something? I can't keep it going every single solitary day. It's just impossible. It's impossible. I mean, the stuff that goes on in this world, half of it you're not allowed to talk about. Otherwise, somebody's going to wind up putting you through the old ringer when you get off the air at 6 or 7 o'clock or whenever I'm getting off. Somebody's going to say, you shouldn't have said that and you shouldn't have said it. Now we got a lawsuit. I've been sued so many times, it's almost fun. It's great.
Well, I got nothing else to say. We'll take a break and try to come back with something listenable. What do you think? You think I need a new producer? Oh, they ain't smiling in there now, huh? You ain't joking around in there now, are you? No, we'll keep you, Mike. Phil Henry Show.